I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 10, 2024 meeting of the Airports and Economic Development Committee. At this time, I would like my dear Commissioner Cabrera, since he was so motivated yesterday by moving words outside on the terrace, maybe he can deliver either a moment of silence or a motivational word through prayer. And then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bermudez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll try to keep this apolitical. So I'll copy our dear chairman with thank us, God, for this day we've never seen before and that we'll never see again. Thank you.
To the county attorney's office, is there anything that needs to be added to the agenda to be noted?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Per your changes memo, item 2A, 3B supplement, and 3C supplement are being added to today's agenda. But other than that, there are no other changes to today's agenda. So a motion to set the agenda is in order.
Okay. So moved.
Is there any additions or withdrawals, deferrals, or anything on the agenda? Saying none, it's been properly moved and seconded to approve or to set the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against, that motion carries. At this time, we have an item for public hearing, and then I'd like to have an opportunity for the public to be heard. So I'm going to open the floor right now for anyone from the public that would like to speak on any of the agenda items. Seeing no person coming to the lectern, only one person standing, walking, taking his time, moving to a seat, severely underdressed, like me. I'll close the public hearing at this time. And what I'd like to do is to, you know, just to be clear for the record, I'll open the floor for public hearing then for item 1G1, even though the last thing was for that as well. I didn't get any speaker cards, so at this time, seeing no other person I'd like to speak on item 1G1, the chair is open for any motion before the body. You're recognized, sir.
I'll make a motion to move it, 1G1.
It's been properly moved and seconded to adopt the entire agenda.
Mr. Chair, excuse me, may I read the title to 1G1 as it's an ordinance?
Please.
Item 1G1 is an ordinance related to Miami-Dade Aviation Department capital improvement projects, amending section 2-285.2 of the Code of Miami-Dade County, Florida, providing for additional reporting requirements for the Aviation Capital Program report, authorizing the county mayor or county mayor's designee to apply for, receive, and expend federal or state grants without need for ratification, providing severability, inclusion in the code, and an effective date.
Thank you very much. I hear there's some unreadiness. You recognize?
I do have one question for Director Cutia, if you could walk up. On 3C, Director, while I'm supportive of the item, I didn't happen to see in there the locally headquartered businesses. Do we know who they are that they're going to be teaming up with?
Sure, Commissioner. So one thing, Commissioner, Chairman Hardiman, the comment you made back at BCC back 2.5 years ago regarding the locally 60% locally headquartered businesses, we took that to heart, and that was negotiated as part of this deal. So yes, there is a more than 60% participation, and we have three firms: Perez and Perez, the designer Lamar Tech as the builder, and also EAC will work on the design as well. So we have three local firms that will be part of the project, working on the design, construction, and implementation of the project.
Any other questions? You're recognized, Commissioner Regalado.
Thank you. And thank you, Ralph. I know we've been working on this for a long time. And thank you, Commissioner Cabrera. My only addition now going through it in its final version is I think that there needs to be a report that comes back to the BCC once a negotiation is completed. So I couldn't see it in here. So I think we usually do that. But I think that would be great, you know, and that way it comes back to this committee and we can see, you know, after the negotiation exactly where we landed.
So that will be an amendment to the motion.
That would be an amendment, yes.
Is that accepted by the mover?
Well, it's my item, so, yeah.
But, you know, it's your motion.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
We agree. We're okay. Good.
Yeah. You know the math. And the seconder, I'm sure.
Yes, there was a pun intended.
Yes. Okay.
I have one more question. So one of the items on here is 5 years after the 5 year period, then there's no lost revenue provision. Is there a reason why we ended up on five?
This is on the VIC?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a lost, I think if you're referring to the lost rent provision.
Yeah, the lost rent provision.
Right. So what that calls for is that if the VIC displaces a current tenant, then you know we get reimbursed for that lost rent for that period of time until we get somebody to go out and fill that space. That's what that is.
Okay. But my question was like why the five? But
why the
5 years? Five years.
Okay.
Well, not longer is what she's saying.
I can get you that answer. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Yeah, that was the only thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're recognized, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Director Coudier, for answering our questions. My question is regarding the same item that we're discussing, which is 3C. And I'm excited for what this project can do and for its level of innovation for us here at Miami International Airport. But I want to make sure that while we are innovating and solving problems, that we are not simultaneously creating others. And what I mean by that, and you know what I mean, is that we are making sure to value our current and our existing business partners that have been longstanding, have been good to us for many, many years. And so it came to my attention recently that there was some uneasiness or some unreadiness from our largest cargo partner at MIA. And so I'm just hoping that you'll give an update that the consternation and or issues that were raised by Atlas have been worked out.
Absolutely, Commissioner. So we have worked out language with Atlas Air. Just for everybody's background, Atlas is a longtime valued partner at MIA. They are our number one cargo carrier, and we are their second busiest or second most important airport in their entire 300 airport network that they work in. So we value their partnership. We have been working very closely and negotiating with them. We are currently in discussions with them on two buildings that they will be getting access to so they can go ahead and expand their operation at MIA. So there is language that I believe will be read into the record today. It's already been passed out.
Just passed it out.
And that language has been approved by both us and Atlas as well to make sure that we address their concerns.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Commissioner Cohen-Higgins. We've been negotiating this until like the last minute, so I want to thank everyone for putting in the time in the last few days. But one of the things and one of the reasons I brought the idea of the strategic master plan was to talk to all of our different, cargo partners. And like I mentioned two meetings ago when we passed out the lease list, there are several spaces that are up in 2026. So those are the conversations that we've been having, right? Are people open to moving? Are the ones that are up, are they going to stay and make a capital investment? Or are they just going to fold in? Who's interested in the VIC? Who's interested in something else? You know, Atlas has an opportunity. We also spoke with some other ones that have found other opportunities separate and apart for what was first discussed. So there'll be a few other items that moves these pieces around so that we're not playing like whack-a-mole, right? So we've been kind of waiting for the leases to expire in order to have those conversations. And what we've done is had a series of cargo meetings, and now we have a cargo committee that meets regularly. And we've been talking about who goes where, who's interested in going in the VIC, who wants to do something different, you know, and what the different players are doing, how much are they willing to invest, and then how we can change the footprint so that we can have larger airplanes, more airplanes, and a better use of our existing cargo space, because a lot of these buildings are just in very, very poor condition. So the VIC is just part of it. It's a large part of it because it gives us the ability to increase our capacity. But you know, there are other players, and we made sure that everyone that would be impacted by the VIC has a seat at the table. So I want to thank everyone for that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yes. So I just passed out the floor amendment, Mr. Attorney. If we can read it, this is the conversations that we've been having with Atlas.
This will be an initial amendment to the item proffered by Commissioner Regalado. It would delete the first paragraph under the potential conflict with Atlas Air and Florida East Coast Railway on page 2 of the memorandum and replace it with, in compliance with Miami-Dade County Resolution Number 191-22, the selected development site for the VIC facility does not include any land within Florida East Coast Railway FEC corridor or the area directly adjacent to it, as it selected development site is located approximately 3,500 feet east of FEC Railroad Line located west of Northwest 68th Avenue. The proposed Atlas Air expansion site includes all the site, which encompasses buildings 703 and 704. And they cannot offer Atlas Air the complete expansion site until such time as American Airlines is relocated from building 704 to a new location. And that is committed to working with Atlas Air on a lease for the potential of the partial expansion area, and it has to preserve flexibility by ensuring that any short-term lease of building 704 to American Airlines provides for an early termination rent for the county, which will be exercised once a new location for these American Airlines operations is ready. Upon termination of that short-term lease with American, and then it has to lease the balance of the expansion site to Atlas Air. No lease with Atlas Air for expansion can be issued absent the future approval of the lease by the board, which will be presented if and when MDET and Atlas Air have agreed on all terms and the lease is fully negotiated. MDET will negotiate a development lease based on Atlas Air's phase proposal by the conclusion of calendar year 2024.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure we have questions. You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there a representative of Atlas Air here that can represent to the board that they are in agreement with the proposed amendment and the language that was just read into the record?
I recognize, sir.
Jose Felix Diaz, on behalf of Atlas Air, we have seen this language and we are okay with this language. It is something we negotiated up until this morning, so it's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Pepe.
Yeah, and are there any other parties, though, that will be objectionable to this language that you know of?
Not that we're aware of, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And is there a current plan to, you know, for the public to know, to relocate American Airlines from building 704?
We need to have those conversations. The idea is that building has a lot of notices of violation, so it was slated for demolition anyway, but we need to have time to be able to find a suitable temporary location to relocate American's ground service equipment operation to that temporary location before they can vacate, and then we can go ahead and proceed with the agreement with Atlas so they can take over 704 and we can demolish 704. So there's an empty chair we have to identify. We're going to work on that. And then as soon as we have that, we will terminate the lease with American and move forward on that.
And then the language in here that says that MDET intends to lease the balance of the expansion site to Atlas Air. What does that mean to you?
To lease the 704, right. I think is what that's referring to, the balance of 704.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, but what does it mean to you, like in layman's terms? Well, how does it express our desire? What are you saying here?
That would be that Atlas will have access to the site so they can go ahead and develop that building, 704, and expand their operation greater than what it is right now. That's...
If you want, we can bring a map, but 704 is directly adjacent to the Atlas site. Right. So what's happening is the VIC is taking the other side of it. So they wanted to expand into that site because originally when we negotiated the VIC was going to be on the north side. So they weren't going to encroach on Atlas's ability to expand. So what we're saying is since the VIC is taking that spot, then Atlas could then potentially expand into the American site. So that's why it's a little bit, you know.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion on the floor, say aye.
Aye.
All against? That motion carries. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you do a roll call vote for the vote, please?
Commissioner Bastian?
Yes.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Cabrera?
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen-Higgins?
Four.
Vice Chairwoman Regalado?
Yes.
Chairman Hardiman?
Four.
Motion passes 6-0.
Okay. I think there was only one further issue. I know that we're trying to move things forward rather quickly. Is that true? So that we can have this taken care of before we make it to the holiday break. You recognize?
If I could make a motion to put 1G1 and 3C on the July 16th
second
PCC agenda.
I think we should just put them all.
All of them.
Yeah, I think we put them all. Let's just move it. I mean,
well, so what we'll do is we'll announce our intention to request to the chair to move these items to the July 16th meeting. Is that fair? Yes, good enough. All right. All hearts and all minds are clear?
Yes.
Seeing none? Meeting adjourned.